From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Neil Gaiman is the number one New York Times best-selling author of more than 20 books for readers of all ages, and he's won numerous literary awards, including the Shirley Jackson Award and the Locus Award for Best Novelette. He's written for Doctor Who and graphic novels. Amanda Palmer is a singer, songwriter, and activist who was half of the punk cabaret duo The Dresden Dolls. Her TED Talk, The Art of Asking, has been viewed at least 8 million times around the world.
Amanda Palmer and Neil Gaiman, it's an honor to welcome you to Craft.
Hello, Douglas.
You are talking today about audiobooks. So tell me a little bit about your interest in audiobooks, as both you're both creators and consumers of audiobooks.
We are. I've always been the bigger consumer of audiobooks. Amanda is just discovering the joys of audiobooks because she wrote a book, The Art of Asking, and recorded her own audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
Has now discovered how many people listen to audiobooks. As at her signings and on her tour, people keep coming up to her and telling her about bursting into tears in the car. So she's getting first-hand experience of it. I have been recording my own audiobooks since about 1991, back when they were compact discs. And
right.
Go out on cassette right. And things like that. And I've been boosting and supporting audiobooks for years, because I think they are one of the great things and one of the wonderful things that technology has actually given us. The years would be first with the LP, then with the cassette and the CD. We always had to deal with abridged books because you simply couldn't get full-length books. I remember back in the early 90s actually renting Huckleberry Finn, The Long Drive, as an audiobook.
Right, on like 48 cassettes?
It was about 40 cassettes. And what I love now is it doesn't matter if you brought out a book that is a 5-hour audiobook, a 25-hour audiobook, or an 80-hour audiobook. It's all the same. It's digital. It will appear on your device. You can plug it into your car. You can listen to it when you jog. Whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's an audiobook, and you can be in another world.
Right.
And learning and listening and creating.
Right. And you describe that as the joy of audiobooks. Is that of recording audiobooks is... tell me about the joy for you, Amanda Palmer, in recording audiobooks. Is joy the word you'd use?
Actually, yeah. I mean, I'm no stranger to being in the recording studio.
Right.
And I loved the idea of being able to transmit the book as I felt it and as I wanted to inflect it and as I wanted to... and taste it. I love the idea of having that kind of control over the listener, you know. And the fun thing that happened when I was in there recording the audiobook is something that I didn't even realize would happen, but as a musician and as a listener of a lot of radio, I started working together with the producer, finding spots in the book that we could leave space, and not blank space, but I've composed enough music that, you know, I really want to just put just a 15-second pause here where everything I've just said can sink in and the listener gets a kind of an interlude of music that's kind of related to the chapter that I just talked about. And, you know, I'm not going to lose their attention because this isn't just dead air, but they're going to be hanging on and processing this section to the next section without my words going up their head and distracting them and getting them in the way. And it was like learning a whole new art form. It was really fascinating, and I loved it.
Okay. Was there things that, Neil, you got to suggest to Amanda before she did this new process that you were sharing as now audiobook readers? Is that something that you got to talk a lot to each other about?
I think I told her, I warned her that it could be exhausting. And then she came out and said, no, it wasn't. So that was about it. But it, for me, the process of recording an audiobook is one where, because you are concentrating so much on everything word by word, and you're doing it for minute after minute, hour after hour, there tends to be a point around sort of 4 or 5 o'clock where you're done for the day and you are just mentally drained. That was everything in your head. And you can go out and do other things, but you are still sort of on some weird cosmic level, actually exhausted by what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it way less exhausting than being in the recording studio recording songs, because songs demand a level of perfection and tone and pitch and tempo and rhythm, and all, if you're playing piano, all 10 of your fingers have to be in the right place at the right time. An audiobook, it was like, oh, I just get lost. This is so easy.
Right.
It's kind of hard to be bad at talking.
So does that suggest that maybe you'll read Neil's next book to save him the difficulty of being in the studio?
It is also, it is somewhat tedious work. It's physically tedious. You're literally just sitting in a chair, practically imprisoned in a chair where you really can't move. For long, long stretches of time, and it is not a fate I would wish on anyone who wasn't really, really getting something out of it.
I think as an author, there's so much that you can get out of it, though, because you really are saying the words you wanted them to be said. I think that's huge.
Is there a book that either of you had in mind when you went into the studio? You thought, I really liked this particular audiobook. I thought it was really well done. Maybe I will be able to create something like that when you went in, something you could suggest to people this Thanksgiving as they're doing long journeys in their cars.
Well, right now I'm loving David Mitchell's The Bone Clock, which I've been listening to on audiobook. And I think it's just incredibly good. And also Stephen King's Mr. Mercedes was the last one that I listened to before that. Again, compulsive reading, fantastic audio books. When I record, if I have anything in mind as a sort of platonic ideal, it's listening to BBC Radio 4's A Book at Bedtime when I was a boy. I'd stay up late and maybe, you'd have a reader reading Mansfield Park or whatever. And I loved that. I loved listening to the cadences, the song, almost, as it were, of good prose. Is a beautiful prose. It's a beautiful song. And I always try and get that into my voice, whatever I'm reading.
And Amanda, in the last few seconds that we have here, anything that you'd like to recommend for people?
The last audiobook that I listened to was Patti Smith. And her voice so wonderfully, authentically, Patti Smith. And also, she has, like me, she's kind of got this rumbling alto, which is so much more soothing to listen to. If they had gotten the really high-pitched girl to read the Patti Smith voice, that would have been a disaster. So, tone is so important, and listening to someone with a soothing voice is best, and Patti Smith was really solid.
Amanda Palmer and Neil Gaiman, it's been wonderful talking to you today. I thank you very much.
Thanks so much, buddy.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.